My name is John Elmore, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past week, hitting snooze, and thus shortchanging my time in the morning with God. Dude, the struggle is real. Three kids, I'm getting owned by it right now, and sleep deprivation. But it's not an excuse, it's just an explanation. Still need to get up, so pray for me in that regard. Hey, quick show of hands, pop quiz. Raise your hand if you know, not in this room, but like think about your life, roommate, coworkers, family. Raise your hand if you know someone who is struggling with an addiction right now. Show of hands. All right, that's the majority of the room. Raise your hand if you know someone who has suffered abuse and has not yet walked through that. A lot. Raise your hand if somebody you know is stuck in like sorrow, depression, anxiety, just like in that place of like mental stuckness. Yeah. All right. And one last one here. Raise your hand if you know someone that if they died right now, you wouldn't be certain of their future because they've not yet trusted in Jesus. Yeah. That's almost everybody in the room. So a couple of weeks ago, Ann and I talked, I talked about passivity. She talked about control. And as God would have it, I was sitting there thinking, like, where else have I been passive in my life? I shared a couple of examples, and the Lord, when you ask him, he will help you. And I was like, Lord, where else is there somewhere I've been passive? And immediately brought to mind something that I would share is one of my greatest regrets in my entire life, where I just waited. I just froze up and was paralyzed because I wasn't sure I had the right words. And so what I did was delay and I remained silent. It was passivity. Passivity specifically for someone whose life was hanging in the balance. And so we've got a picture here that I want to put up on screen. And the picture that you're going to see is my draft folder of my email. That's my drafts. And stuck there in the draft, as a draft, you can see who that's addressed to. She was diagnosed with cancer. And she got treatment. They thought she was gonna die, but she got treatment. She started improving. And so I took my time on it. I sat on it. I thought, you know what, I'll have the right words because I had the conversation before. I'd shared my testimony and the response was, hey, well, that's good for you, but you know there's many gods and really there's no God at all. So I'm glad that's working for you. I'm glad you've gotten sober, but there's many paths up the mountain and good that that works for you, but don't go telling other people that that's what they have to do as I unpacked. Salvation was through Jesus. And so when I heard the news that she was doing better, I took my time and I stalled out. And then 2 months later, she died. And I've got a draft to a person that I can't send. That email's, I leave it there as a reminder to me that I would never, never save as draft something. Because I, frankly, like I've got the words, right? I have the words. What I didn't have was the courage because of what I had heard before in response. And so my fear held me in passivity and now her soul in the balance. And that haunts me. Now God's sovereign and he's gonna show mercy on whom he'll show mercy. That's not up to me, and if he didn't, he'll send another, even if I go passive. And so I don't have to live with the guilt of her salvation, but I need to live with the motivation and the volition to never do that again because I don't want to miss opportunities. And so for everyone in this room that just raised their hand to those four questions, I want to invite you to reject passivity as well. Whether it was someone that was dejected and in sorrow, depression, somebody who was struggling with an addiction, someone that was struggling with abuse, or someone who you raised your hand and said, I don't know if they would go to heaven when they die because they haven't trusted in Jesus. Reject passivity. I'm gonna do the same. And don't do it right now because you got two amazing testimonies to listen to. But I'd say before you go to bed tonight, invite them to regeneration, share your story of grace and salvation through Jesus, and unpack the gospel, send them a scripture. Because everybody out there is hurting, and we have the answer, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who redeems everything.